At the very beginning of Mass, I did something that you're very used to, very accustomed to, no matter, you know, what priest is here. So what did you do? I said, let us pray. Did you? Sometimes my brother priests and myself were in too much of a hurry, and so we don't give you much time to pray. But I work out at the retreat center, and I live at the priest's retirement center, so time goes real slow there. I remember what it's like to be in the parish. Chris asked me, do I miss the parish? I remember the parish. Sometimes it's what we call the parking lot ministry. Get them in and get them out. And sometimes our prayer is just as hurried. So what did you pray for at the very beginning of Mass? I hope I gave you enough time to think about a person or a situation, maybe a petition or something you want to thank the Lord for, something that you're going to offer this Mass for. I looked before Mass began, and Father has the intention for this particular Mass for the people of the parish, meaning for all of your intentions. What intention did you come with? Hopefully you did. So what I'd like for you to do right now is to do just that. Think of one person or one situation that you want to offer this Mass up. And just do that in the silence of your hearts right now. So, who did you talk to? Saying, this guy's got more questions, doesn't he? So who did you present that petition to? The Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit? They're distinct, you know. They're all one nature, but they're distinct. So generally here at Mass, everything is directed to the Father. The Our Father, everything is to the Father. There's only two times that we address the Son, and the poor Holy Spirit kind of gets left out. Because everything is directed to the Father. So who do you find it easiest to pray to? I myself find it easiest to pray to Jesus. God is Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they're Spirit. Each and every one of us has a Spirit. So Bill over here has a Spirit. Matilda over here, that's not your name, is it? Matilda over here has a Spirit. And Clifford over here, that's, I know, not your name either. But nonetheless, Clifford has a Spirit. And of course, Chris has a Spirit. But it's hard to see those, aren't they? Your Spirit is your intellect, your memory, your will, your imagination. It's really tough to see Spirit. I know that you have spirits because you're moving. Although at the end of this homily, you're going to be comatose, but nonetheless, you're animated. So I know that you're alive. God is Spirit. And yet, in the book of Job, we hear about Job trying to talk to God. And God tries to talk to Job. And they're missing their connection, aren't they? Through the whole book of Job, they're missing the connection. It's for this reason that God the Father sent the second person of the Trinity. The angel Gabriel went to this woman over here. No, not the cantor, but probably just as lovely as the cantor, the woman right behind her, and that was Mary, and said, God the Father would like to, for you to share some of your human nature. And so Mary said, I'm not sure how this all works out, but of course, I will do whatever the Father asks me to do. And so, the second person of the Trinity, Spirit, took on human nature, which is spirit and corpus, a body. So now when you visualize God, you've got a face. You know what God looks like. And all you have to do is to look at an image of our Lord or maybe the one over here, the divine mercy, and you know what God looks like. Sometimes when we pray, we forget who we're talking to. We don't have an image. You know, it's hard to have an image of this voice coming from the heavens like Job. But when we think about Jesus, we've got an image. Not only do we have an image, but we also have a presence. Look at what you've got here. You've got a tabernacle. You've got a sanctuary lamp. And so some of you came before Mass and you prayed before the Eucharistic Lord. You have a very intentional person that you're talking to. Isn't that what we all want? To have such a relationship with God that we can talk to God face to face, person to person. Notice in today's gospel from Mark, and Mark is famous for what they call the Markean question of who is this Jesus? I found this line to be very interesting. It says here, leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was. Just as he was. Was he dirty? Was he not clothed appropriately? I don't know what that really means. But what I saw in that was a familiarity, a friendship. So if Bill would invite me tonight out to dinner, you have to go fishing for, thank you, no, I've already been invited out. But let's say he did invite me out, and I say, well, I've got to change my clothes. And he'd say, oh, no, Father, just come as you are. Have you ever invited someone or been invited to someone's house or something, and you're thinking, oh, I'm not really, oh, gosh, it's okay, come as you are. Because there's a familiarity. There's something that they just, that's fine. I want you. Doesn't matter how you're dressed or whether you're prepared or not. This is the relationship that all of us wants with our Lord. And it's the relationship that our Lord wants with us. Prior to my coming this weekend, I asked Father Matt if it would be all right to use this weekend to invite you to a parish retreat. I told you that I'm out at the Spiritual Life Retreat Center. And we're designing a retreat for your parish. It'll be the third weekend in August. Father John Landsreth and myself will be leading it. For some weird reason, people think the two of us look alike. We don't. But we did go to school together. So we're going to combine together, and we're going to have a retreat called The Face of Mercy. It's based on Pope Francis's encyclical on the Year of Mercy. I would invite you to come to that if you can. At the end of your pews, there are some pamphlets about the retreat itself, and then there's some forms there that you can fill out, and either fill it out tonight or next week when you come to Mass if you want more information about it. Why is it important to go on a retreat? At the very beginning of Mass, I said, let us pray. Did you? Did you have time? Did you have an intention? Did you have a face or a presence that you immediately thought of to be able to bring that intention? Sometimes we need some time away with the Lord in order to build up our prayer life so that we can be like the apostles and have such a familiarity with the Lord that no matter where we're at, no matter what we're doing, that we take Jesus as he is and he takes us just where we're at. You don't have to be a holy person to go on retreat. You have to want to become holy. And that's the whole purpose of a retreat. Jesus went on a retreat. The apostles went on a retreat. All of the holy men and women that we know went on a retreat. Father Capon went on retreats. And as a result of that, then they were able to have this familiarity with Jesus so that when they had to lay down their life in small ways and in big ways, they were able to do so. So that when they were asked to pray, they not only had an intention, but a person to pray to. So, what do you want to pray for? How do you want your relationship with Jesus? I want to cross over to the other side, and I think about that as being life, isn't it? Into eternal life. And I wanted Jesus to come with me just as he is. And I want him to take me just as I am with my sinfulness and my strengths.